Hey everyone, welcome back to Anxiety Antidote. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life one day at a time. Today, we're tackling something that trips us all up, those pesky negative thoughts and the self-doubt monster that loves to whisper in our ears. Ever find yourself thinking, I can't do this, or what if I mess it up? Yeah, me too. It happens to the best of us, but the good news is there are ways to tame those inner critics and build a little more confidence along the way. So buckle up, because we're about to dive into 5 powerful strategies to help you overcome those negative thoughts and reclaim your inner awesome. First things first, recognize those thought patterns. It's like identifying that sneaky friend who always tries to bring you down. Once you know what they're saying, you can start to challenge those thoughts. Are they really true? Or are they just exaggerated worries? Most of the time, our inner critic is way more dramatic than reality. Think about it this way. Would you let your best friend talk to themselves the way that voice in your head does? Probably not. So why subject yourself to that negativity? Next up, we need to get out there and challenge those thoughts with action. Don't let fear hold you back from trying new things. Even small steps can make a huge difference. Remember, success isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up and giving it your best shot. You know that feeling when you accomplish something you thought was impossible? Pure magic. Now, I'm not saying to ignore those feelings of self-doubt. It's okay to feel them, but don't let them define you. Reframe those doubts into opportunities for growth. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Or how can I use this as fuel to become even stronger? Remember, every setback is a chance to bounce back even better. Speaking of bouncing back, surround yourself with positive people who lift you up and believe in you. Ditch the negativity vampires. Find your tribe, those folks who celebrate your wins and offer support when things get tough. Trust me, having a strong support system can make all the difference. Think of it like this. You wouldn't climb Mount Everest alone, right? So why tackle life's challenges without a crew by your side? And lastly, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all stumble and make mistakes, that's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. Remember, you are worthy, capable, and deserving of love and happiness. Okay, let me give you a real-life example of this in action. Picture this. You're invited to give a presentation at work, but suddenly those pesky self-doubt gremlins start chirping away. What if I mess up, they say. Everyone will think I'm an idiot. Sound familiar? But instead of letting those thoughts take over, you take a deep breath and remember what we talked about. First, you recognize those negative thoughts for what they are, just thoughts, not facts. You then remind yourself that you prepared well and have valuable insights to share. You visualize yourself confidently delivering the presentation, feeling the energy of the room. You surround yourself with supportive colleagues who believe in your abilities. And finally, you treat yourself with compassion, knowing that even if things don't go perfectly, it's okay, you're learning and growing. So remember those 5 key takeaways. Recognize those thought patterns, challenge them with action, reframe doubts as opportunities, surround yourself with positivity, and practice self-compassion. Think about this for a moment. What small step can you take today to overcome those negative thoughts and embrace your awesomeness? Maybe it's something as simple as telling yourself, I am capable, or I am worthy, in the mirror every morning. Start small, be consistent, and watch the magic happen. Don't forget to subscribe to Anxiety Antidote so you don't miss a single episode packed with practical tips and real-life strategies for managing stress and living your best life. And if this podcast has been helpful, do me a favor and share it with a friend who might need a little boost too. Until next time, remember to breathe, be kind to yourself, and keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.